I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. Here's a question that someone asked me. Dear sir, is a perfect marriage possible in the world that is so selfish and materialistic? And I responded, here's my answer. Dear friend, yes, it is possible to have a perfect marriage today. Without a doubt, two loving people can succeed in having a well-balanced, mutually enhancing, emotionally and spiritually satisfying relationship. Now, before you get turned off by my thinking about that, I am just a fool to believe that there can be a utopian society where there are the perfect marriages. You are wrong. Listen carefully what I'm talking about when I say a perfect marriage. Here is my definition of a perfect marriage. A perfect marriage is one in which both married partners realize that their marriage is not perfect. They acknowledge their imperfections and find ways of reducing them one by one, thus creating a synergy of marital forces that only brings harmony. Let me repeat that for you listeners. Sit up in your seats. A perfect marriage is one in which both partners realize that their marriage is not perfect. They acknowledge their imperfections and find ways of reducing their imperfections one by one, thus creating a synergy of marital forces that only brings harmony. Now, I am sure that we are aware that absolute perfection is not possible on this earth. True. That would only be possible after Jesus Christ returns and recreates the earth. The perfection Jesus asks sinners to have on this earth is not freedom from the presence of sin, but freedom from the power or control of sin in our lives. Freedom from the presence of sin will only occur when Christ removes sin entirely from the universe. Similarly, in a perfect marriage on this earth, is a harmonious blending of two sinful human beings struggling with imperfect thoughts and actions. It is this struggle that refines and molds us, building character and integrity. Hence, a perfect marriage is not the lack of imperfections, but the presence of repentant, humble spirit. Romans 5:1-5 provides the most powerful explanation of the joy of pain and suffering in our lives. It says, we rejoice also in our suffering because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance produces character, and character, hope. Can it be that a pain-free marriage is a miserable marriage? Yeah, happy couples would agree that it was the test and trials that enriched their marriages. We learn best about each other by observing how we deal with the pain, the disappointments, and the troubles. To further clarify my definition of a perfect marriage, here are some points. A perfect marriage is not free from pain, but it is free from misery. A perfect marriage is not absent from anger, but absent from resentment. A perfect marriage is not free from disagreement, but free from discord. A perfect marriage is not absence of challenges, but absence of confusion. A perfect marriage is not free from diminishing romance, but free from an apathetic spirit. Yes, I do believe you can have a perfect marriage today where both partners feel fulfilled, loved, and valued. Go and have a perfect marriage. This has been your daily relationship nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.